Now in year 57 of ministering to women and children in crisis in downtown Fresno, the Evangel Home of Fresno. This is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. I welcome you to Heartline. And may I introduce you to your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
What a delight to be able to turn on my little recording device here and begin another edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And we've done more than usual off mic catching up today, Jerry. Normally, we just kind of come in and greet the person, our guest, and pray and begin and say, hi, I love you, what's your name? But we have an old friend back, and some territory that we really haven't covered, some issues that have not come up in our interviews in the last 12 or 13 years, whatever it is, that God's allowed us to do this. And I think there's some important things to delve into a little bit here. Kim's made some good choices, mm-hmm. and we want to talk about that a little bit. So a little background on Kim, then we'll catch up with Kim and move ahead.
As I sit here looking at Kim, and she just looks so calm and serene and like she has it all together, I'm kind of reminded, Jim, of the last couple interviews we've had, women here in very different stages. One we had a couple weeks ago in the crisis home who was basically from the street. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget when you asked her what she needed to be happy, what she needed to make it, and she said money. and it was so raw and honest and true for her. That's mm-hmm. really what she needed. And she moved on without having made any changes at all. And then I remember last week, I think we spoke with a woman who's applying for Crossroads mm-hmm. and is in the middle of what should I do, what should I not do, coming out of meth addiction, which mm-hmm. is a hideous, horrible problem in the valley and in the country. And then we have someone like Kim who made a commitment about a year ago, not quite a year ago. She'll be graduating in a month or so, so she's been with us next door in the apartments for about 8 months. And part of her commitment was that she did have a man in her life. She wasn't sure what to call him at that point, because what would we accept? Mm-hmm. So was he a friend? Was he a boyfriend? Was he a fiancé? Was he an ex? Was he a common law? All of that stuff. And we really got down to the nitty-gritty and said, hey, if you really want to make it, relationships are off for a year. And we say that all the time. And people can fudge and pretend and can we talk? Well, yeah, you can talk. Well, he's just a friend. Well, we've learned that just a friend to many of our women is someone that you, yeah. you're still friendlier with than a healthy friendship would be. But Kim and her fiancé have done it right and made a commitment to the Lord. They've made a commitment to one another. They've made a commitment to themselves. I think she's really put her priorities in order. Mm-hmm. And then also when I think about Kim this year, she's really been kind of whiplashed and blown all over the seas with the stuff that has gone on in her life that in the past she might have gone back into substance abuse or why bother kind of thinking. But it's like she's just used every one of those things as a stepping stone to a better life.
Mm. Well, Kim, I agree with Jerry. I come in and sit down. You're all put together, neatly dressed, your every hair in place and makeup on, just looking like a person who knows what the day is expected. And so congratulations. I'm assuming life wasn't always that way for you.
Thank you. And no, it hasn't always been that way.
So you came in Evangel Home 9 months or 10 months ago, just shy of a year ago. Update us. What was going on in your life? Why Evangel Home?
Actually, I'm not from Fresno. And at the time, I had moved to Fresno with my fiancé, away from Arizona where life wasn't so good. Moved here and was living with his family, and he was just getting back in with his children. And things were getting kind of messy, living in a big house with two females and a bunch of kids. And I didn't want to start bumping heads with the other, you know, female of the whose house mm-hmm. it was. And so I stepped away so that way it wasn't going to be able to cause any rift between him and his children getting their relationship back together. And so, therefore, I decided to step out, and this was the only phone number that somebody could give me as a possibility of somewhere to go since I wasn't from here. And I called, and they told me, this was on a Tuesday, they told me that they would have an opening on Friday if I could come in, and I said, I will be there.
Now, did you have an addiction background, some kind of substance?
I do. I have several years of addiction. I've been clean going on almost 2 years now. When I came here to the Evangel Home, I had over 6 months clean.
Okay. And your fiancé has been clean for?
Quite a few years, actually, for 10 years.
Okay. So you came to an evangel home. How did you break the news to your fiancé?
Well, I just told him. He knew of the strife that was going on between us, everybody in the household and everything. And I told him, I'm going to step away, so therefore you can build your relationship with your kids, and I don't want to come between that. He thanked me. He understood. And he knew I wasn't going very far. I wasn't going back to Arizona. So he was okay with it. In fact, he brought me here to drop me off. So.
And yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
This is my first interruption because I remember that story, and I remember thinking, oh, yeah, right. She came from Arizona to Fresno, where she really doesn't know anybody except her fiancé's family, and now she's going to step away so he can get closer to his children. That's the kind of story we might hear, mm-hmm. but it's usually delivered with a, no way am I really going to do this, but this might sound good. Or someone really intends to do it, and that lasts for about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so Kim, when she said that, the history that I have seen here is often women will say things like that and not follow through on them.
Yeah,
but I was wrong.
Well, thankfully, that's yes. why we're telling this story. Well, let's move on then, Kim. You told him you were coming into an evangel home, and at some point you were going to go into a program, and there was going to be a significant separation. I mean, even phone contact was going to go away. And what was his response?
Well, actually, I had prayed and asked the Lord to put it on his heart that he would understand why I chose to go into the program. In being here in the evangel home just sparked my relationship with the Lord, and that's where my relationship really began. And I decided I wanted to do this right this time in the eyes of the Lord of being in a relationship, because normally I would just jump into a relationship. We live together. It doesn't last, and you know the story. But I prayed. I asked the Lord to put it on his heart that he would understand why I was doing this. And my prayer was answered 3 weeks later when actually he put himself into a program, not for substance abuse, because he had been clean for so many years, but because of the classes that they offered at this program were the same as the ones that I would be doing here at the evangel home.
And to me, that's just astonishing,
mm-hmm.
that you would come to a parallel path without any kind of pre-discussion about the matter, that your fiancé would choose to jump in to find out what was going on in your world that he couldn't be a part of for a significant period of time. You ever seen that before, Jerry?
Couple times. Yeah. Not many. That says a whole lot about that man.
Yeah.
That, you know, he's, oh boy, I think he sounds like quite a guy. He's able to sacrifice whatever he wanted right now. Because he knew it would be best for Kim. But then obviously he knew that he needed to learn something too. Mm-hmm. So
he's graduated from his program. You're 5 weeks away from graduation from yours. And you guys just recently set a
wedding date.
Aha.
Yay.
That was where we started this discussion before we opened
what?
The mic. And Jerry, you said,
huh?
Let's talk about this just a little bit. And but as the story unfolded, we began to see this is a very unusual story. And we're so excited for you because it sounds like everybody's making good decisions along the way. So maybe we know the date?
The date is December 16th.
December 16th. So you've got a good long time to let this simmer and mature.
That's a huge thing. You know, they could have made the date the day after her graduation.
Or Valentine's Day.
Or Valentine's Day, yeah. Very romantic, but they didn't. So I think, again, there's some real wisdom in they're courting each other, mm-hmm. you know? That's a really very cool, godly, Amish kind of thing to do, I guess, huh? But we need more of that.
Yeah, the motive is to honor God in the process, and that's what's so exciting. So your relationship with your God has just exploded since you got here. I don't have to even ask you about that. It's just obvious. What about his?
Absolutely. He is right there with me. He is in church faithfully. He is actually building a relationship with the Lord that he used to have some years past, stepped away like we always do, and has renewed his relationship with him as well.
Yeah, that's the most exciting news of all. So we're excited for you. We see great potential for a God-honoring household and productivity in the community, so and your local church, that's wonderful.
And I think those kind of households have become the minority, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And Kim sees it in here, all the stuff that people are beginning to accept. The whole Hollywood TV culture that's slammed down our throat all the time, you know, from language to fashion to behavior. It's like, whoa. And that's what so many of our women's kids have grown up with. So to see Kim becoming a role model, and whether or not she wants to be, she is, of really turning life around and making that godly decision that, yeah, I'm going to live kind of against the culture, but so be it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we don't hear that depth of success story while a woman's still in the program very often. So congrats. So what remains to be covered for you in the next 5 weeks here at Evangel Home, Kim?
In the next 5 weeks here, I will be still completing some classes that I have to do, and just strengthening my relationship with the Lord, as always, and that's an ongoing thing. So,
what's your favorite class now that they're mostly in the rearview mirror?
Believe it or not, my favorite class was the boundaries class. And you know what? Speaking from somebody who's never had a boundary in my life, never knew what they meant by a boundary, I really enjoyed that class, and I think it's made a difference.
Well, that's no surprise to us at all. We probably hear that 90% of the time, that the boundaries class is the major issue that the women who come in here have to deal with. Is that right?
It really is. And I think so many of our people who are listening, those of you who have young kids that chafe against your discipline and your boundaries, set them.
Yep.
Because that's why 90% of our women love that class. They never had them set ever. They made up their own, and we do not do well when we make up our own boundaries.
We all need boundaries, and we need them especially as kids, because we're exploring the world. We don't know where the boundaries need to be, and they need to be installed and enforced by parents quickly.
When we make up our own boundaries, we never make boundaries that we can't escape from.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's the rare child. I married one who just, no, I'm doing this. Here's a straight and narrow. I'm not getting off that path. She didn't marry someone like that. But anyway, by God's grace, life goes on. Well, Kim, thank you so much for coming in and sitting down with us. Delight to chat with you. I'm so excited for you. Jerry, any real quick big need, major need right now? Prayer, finances, cash, and
praise. I just want to thank people for really helping us the end of the year. We get to continue for another year. So my request is that we don't get in that situation again.
Okay, there you have it, my listening friend. And it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. You're the reason we're here, and we appreciate your participation. That's it for today. We'll hopefully, Lord willing, catch up with you on the next edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. Again, evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. We'll see you next time.